It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Just more than a year ago, a man overdosed in a Starbucks bathroom in the East Village. The death of Leiford Williams came as the city saw an unprecedented spike in overdoses, many of which are tracked back to the deadly synthetic opioid fentanyl. As WNYC's Gwen Hogan reports, what happened next was a family's worst nightmare.
The police arrived first, then the EMS workers. Leiford Williams, known to those who loved him as LJ, was rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital, but he couldn't be saved. Eventually, he made it to the city's medical examiner. Even though multiple agencies responded, not one of them notified Williams' family about what had happened.
LJ is the type of person that genuinely wanted to make others feel good.
That's LJ's youngest brother, Clifford Williams. At 55 years old, LJ had struggled with addiction for years. But even so, he never pulled away from his family. Three siblings and eight nieces and nephews. Here's his niece, Amira G.
Some people struggle with things and they hide, but uncle was present.
So when 2 weeks went by without hearing from him, the family started to worry. They checked rehab centers, sifted through arrest records, called hospitals. They tried to report him missing. They were told they couldn't since he was an adult. At one precinct in Manhattan, an officer told his sister, Geneva G, to check the parks on foot.
He said, well, you know, they go on binges sometimes, and sometimes they wake up. They don't know if it's like a day or a month. Or he said, you might just want to check the parks.
She did. Nothing. Finally, Amira, LJ's niece, tried another search of the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. It's a government database of unclaimed remains. This time, she found a match.
And that's when my daughter just screamed out, like, I'm so sorry, Mommy, I'm so sorry.
53 days after LJ's death, the family finally had an answer. But they were in for another shock when his body was finally released to them. Here's LJ's other sister, Deborah Walker.
We'll just say it just wasn't fit for viewing. And that's about as far as I'm going to go with that.
A letter from the funeral parlor described a state of decomposition on his face and body. Now they're suing the city under a little-known provision of the state's public health law that guarantees the right to a speedy burial. Geneva G. again.
You saw somebody, you know, black male on drugs. Autopsy in Potter's Field. I really do. It seems like that's the pipeline.
She hopes the family's lawsuit will help assure no other family has to go through what they did.
This is not a throwaway child. What you did to my brother, you should never do to anyone.
Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.
The city's law department is reviewing their lawsuit and declined to comment while the litigation is pending.